28, 7 p.m. will be called to order. Establish a quorum. Barry Hatfield.
Russ Smith.
Kathy Agin. Tom, would you like to do Pledge Allegiance?
Sure.
Pledge Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any added agendas?
No added agenda items tonight. I will just say real quick that I noticed item number 5 is public comments. If anyone has public comments on the ordinance amendment for the medical marijuana dispensary to marijuana dispensary and permitting marijuana dispensaries as a principal use, save that for the public comment period during that agenda item and during the public hearing, opposed to sharing during the general public comment.
Okay. Are there any other public comments? Okay, we will move on. We will be looking at the ordinance amending 2012-5, opening the hearing and staff comments. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and step through the amendments. So for the benefit, I think, of the public, as well as if there's any questions that do come up. As I think everybody well knows, this came out of the council's direction from following the November vote of the public approving, voting in favor of marijuana dispensaries. So just as part of process, it's important to be aware of the regulations we have to review this by. Should anybody want to appeal any sort of decision that's made at the council or planning commission level, they need to address these criteria. So the staff report addresses all the standard criteria for a code amendment, those including procedures ordinance, how we go about the process, the comprehensive plan that outlines all the goals of the city, and then the Oregon administrative rules, which are all the statewide planning goals. So just to go through the amendments, there are a series of them. Stepping back a minute, you'll see this language, amending Amendment 1 to the ordinance 2015, which amends another ordinance. That is based on the structure of the way the zoning ordinance is set up. The zoning ordinance was adopted as a single ordinance, and every time we amend it, that amendment becomes an ordinance, the way it's structured. So when we have an amendment to an amendment, we have to word it as such. It looks cumbersome, but basically it's stating, some changes were made before, and we're going to go back and amend those changes. But what really matters is looking at the text of what we're changing. As a side note, we're looking to change that process in the future, so it's a little bit clearer, but right now, that's the way the format is. So as alluded to in the staff report, essentially what these amendments are doing is looking at the medical marijuana code that was passed in 2015, and the 2015-03 ordinance, and adapting to just being a medical, or excuse me, just being a marijuana dispensary. So you can see with these amendments in this first amendment, it's removing medical and replacing just marijuana dispensary. And then it inserts references to the code, the ORS statutes, and OLCC that regulate the marijuana industry, and not just medical. The second amendment references the zone that it's allowed in. And again, this is a change to the ordinance that addressed medical marijuana. We're just removing the medical piece, making it for all marijuana dispensaries. This is actually an amendment to the zoning ordinance. In the medical marijuana amendments of 2015, medical marijuana dispensary was not included in the CMX zone. After conversations with public and city council workshops, we received the feedback to include it in the CMX zone as well. So So that's what this accomplishes. It just adds general marijuana dispensary to the CMX zone. Similarly, in the transitional areas, had never been addressed as related to marijuana. This proposes to exclude marijuana dispensaries from the transitional areas. On a zoning map, it may be difficult to see on there. There are a few transitional areas in the city, one on the south side, one on the north side, that are largely residential. So that's why we included the exclusion of marijuana dispensary from those areas. Next amendment, amendment 4, is to the special uses section of the zoning ordinance. Again, very similar. This was part of the medical marijuana amendment, and we're removing medical and making references to the ORS statutes that currently regulate marijuana. And this is just a continuation of that. With some additional notes in that section F, the zoning permit and or site plan review approval for a marijuana dispensary shall be void if any condition of approval is violated and not cured within 30 days of notice from city, unless a cure is not reasonably possible within 30 days, in which case the applicant may provide sufficient evidence in city's discretion that the applicant has made reasonable progress towards a cure and the cure will be remedied in a timely manner, but no later than 60 days. So essentially what that was saying before is if you violate a condition of approval, the zoning permit and site plan review are void. This is just giving the applicant an opportunity to cure that violation. And then G is an added item. The zoning permit and or site plan review approval shall expire if the marijuana dispensary does not operate for any period of 6 consecutive months. So if it shuts down for 6 months or longer, they need to come back for a new permit or site plan review. Processing and noticing is always very important from a state statute perspective, as well as just making sure we get public involvement. DLCD, the Department of Land Conservation and Development, was noticed well in advance. They require us to notice them 35 days in advance. We've noticed them much more than that. And significant public notice was provided for this meeting and will be again for council hearings should you approve this. And then we're sitting here today at the commission hearing. And I'll just end on the review criteria and very quickly step through some of them. I think you probably noted that a lot of them really are not negatively impacted by this ordinance. And there are just a few that I felt important to highlight. Starting with, we talked about notice already, so I won't go through that. But starting with on page 3 of 8 of the staff report, the bullet number 2 is conformance with the Lapine Comprehensive Plan. Chapter 2 relates to citizen involvement. Again, just making sure that there was proper notice provided. We don't have much of an audience here, but it was noticed through the newspaper, through postings around town, at the DLCD level, at the state level, and we're here for hearing today. And of important note is it's a result of the November 2016 public vote in favor of allowing the dispensaries within the city of Lapine limits. The other one, stepping to page 4 of 8, again, these are the comprehensive plan goals. All of the other ones up until this point really are not impacted by these amendments, but chapter 9, economy. This chapter is really intended to focus on economic development within the city, economic activities that are vital to the health, welfare, and prosperity of its citizens. And the overall intent of the goal is to ensure there are adequate lands and infrastructure for new businesses. And the finding on this is essentially that, you know, the goals of the chapter relate to the strategic planning of the city. While the proposed amendments do not relate specifically to the goals, the addition of marijuana dispensaries and as an allowed use in these zones that we've discussed does increase opportunities within the city for new business, supporting the overall goals of the chapter. Chapter 10, housing, on page 5. Again, not a lot of significant relativity to this amendment, but I think it's just important to note that the proposed text amendments don't affect housing, as they're really not addressing anything in the residential zones. And similar with energy conservation, the energy conservation chapter of the comprehensive plan really focuses on planning the city to benefit energy use and minimize energy use, and this really doesn't relate to that. However, I did want to note that any sort of future site development relating to this use would be submitted to the city, and water, sewer, energy use sorts of things would be reviewed at that time. So I don't see any conflicts there. Very similarly, the statewide planning goals echo what the comprehensive plan states. So that I will read through those again, because most of them just don't specifically apply to this. And just final, unless you have questions, the conclusion of my review of the amendments is just that the proposed marijuana dispensary amendments to the zoning ordinance meet the Lapine Land Use Procedures Code criteria, the Lapine Comprehensive Plan goals and policy, and are consistent with the applicable state land use laws. Are there any questions that I can answer, or any amendment items that weren't clear that we should discuss more thoroughly before public comment?
The only question I have is the change in the transitional. And that is only the red areas that are indicated there.
You know, unfortunately,
is that really a change though?
No, so unfortunately that map doesn't show the transitional areas. So the transitional areas are more of an overlay zone that, from my understanding, were adopted based on a consideration by the city to really want to master plan those areas. There are larger development areas, one on the very north end of town, around Burgess and Huntington. There's a large parcel there. That is shown in Hatching. It's a multi-family zoned parcel, but it's bordered by other single-family residential. It's such a large parcel that my understanding at the time was that the city felt like, okay, this is probably appropriate for multi-use or multi-family. However, we'd really like some master planning and oversight. And then there's another one on the south end that's also
right
a residential.
Down the very south end.
Yes, it's a square area on the south end.
Yeah, really, and right there is sort of on my map, sort of an ugly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an ugly yellow. Yeah, there are a few ugly yellows.
Dirty yellow.
Yeah. So there are relatively small areas, and they're an overlay zone that are largely residential. And you're right, the way it was in the code currently is silent to marijuana dispensaries. The way I think that would be interpreted legally is that they're probably not allowed, but it doesn't say.
Right.
So we're expressly stating that they wouldn't be allowed in those areas because they're not a traditional commercial zone.
We're open to public comment.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Really, I thought we were, I was going to see the council tonight, so this kind of addresses the council and the planning commission, I guess, both. And I'm just going to kind of go through here and just name a few or list a couple things that I had put together in a real quick hurry before I came down here.
I hate to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could we have your name and where you live and things like that?
Matt Topher, and I live here in Lapine, outside the city limits. Do you need my address?
For the record.
15760 Jack Pine Road.
Okay.
So maybe I'll just read this to you guys. I have operated a small business in this town for nearly a decade right now. My family and I moved here from the coast to grow with the small town. We have kids that attend schools and play sports, and we're always taking part in local events and community gatherings. We live by fairness and take consideration in other people's thoughts and opinions. Over the last couple years, I've watched some of the decision making be bad in this town regarding cannabis, mainly regarding the tax on medical and the ban on early rec sales. I've always been here trying to help out as a business owner and as a community member. But it seems like the commission or maybe the council I'm more addressing hasn't really reached out for my help or advice. So I'm here again letting you guys know that I'm here to answer any questions that you guys might have about what's medical marijuana versus marijuana. Because, truthfully, there is no real difference. It's the tax. A lot of cities around Central Oregon, including Madras and Bend, put together committees, small committees, for these marijuana concerns because it's such a trending industry right now. I guarantee you that their council is much more educated and very less stressed about making decisions regarding cannabis businesses and marijuana businesses. Just want you guys to realize that, you know, the Lapine community as a whole stretches a lot farther than the imaginary city limits. We actually cater to a very large community. I've heard up into the 30,000 range, you know, and our city limit says there's 1,600 people. That's just really not as accurate as it could be. Just want you guys to know that over the last year, with some of these bad decision-making and whatnot, my business, solely has suffered quite a bit, and I think this town has suffered quite a bit economically. Just wanted to put that out there.
Could we ask what your business is?
Oh, yeah. Sorry I didn't let you know. I actually own Green Life Gardening, which is a garden supply store. Been open 8 years. Mm-hmm. And we just opened a medical dispensary almost 2 years ago. 2 years this 4th of July, and we haven't been able to partake in the early rec sales or any recreational sales yet. Just throwing that out there, we did almost $250,000 in gross sales this last year medically. We're thinking we're going to do upwards towards three to five times that amount once we can get our recreational license. That's why I'm up here, because we really want to get this recreational license. I actually brought my land use form, which I know I probably won't get a signature, and my $150 tonight, because this is all that's holding me back from having the OLCs come out and inspect my premises and give me a license, besides the $5,000 I have to give them. But back to my thing, I was really just wanting to get to this. Please sign my Lux. We've been waiting well over a year for it. We want to get on with life. We're turning down business every day. Maybe in the last year, a few hundred thousand dollars worth of business. It's not, maybe not a lot to you guys, but it's a whole heck of a lot to me. Real quick, as far as time, place, and manner goes, I think you guys should think about production and processing, which is the grow and the extract of cannabis to be kept in the industrial zone. I know that there's certain businesses wanting to do business really close in town, very close to neighboring businesses and schools. I think that being one of the only businesses that has the special 3% tax that was laid on us, we should be able to be open on Sundays. We are not alcohol. There's no reason that we should not have Sundays on our, why we cannot be open on Sundays. We shouldn't be that town, that small town that is, every business is closed on Sunday. We can stop that by allowing businesses to make their own decisions. I don't think any marijuana businesses should be within 1,000 feet of like our local drug rehabilitation centers or parole and probation service centers. Too much intermingling or too close to that is just cause for disaster. One last thing I would just want to point out is the 50-foot rule that you guys put on medical dispensaries. I believe you should extend that to 75 feet or to 100 feet, because most businesses are already 50 feet off the highway if you do some measuring. There's a particular business right across the street that is planning on opening a very big business here, dispensary, and they're waiting for you guys to sign this Lux for us, and waiting for you guys to do the rest of your planning. Once that happens, it could very well hurt our businesses and maybe not be the best thing for Lapine, or the first thing for people to see when they get to Lapine. That being said, I just want to thank you guys for your time. And if you have any questions, let me know. I can let you guys have one of these if you want.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yep. And let me know, please, when you guys can sign this. Anytime.
So this is, as you, I think you will know, this is the first step to getting there. If the Planning Commission approves at this evening, it will go to City Council.
What do you mean if it approves?
These amendments will be before the Planning Commission momentarily for a vote. And if they approve of them, they'll go to City Council. And that's, you can testify there as well.
So what about the November vote? How does that come into play? And when the ban was lifted in November?
So the November vote, and Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, but the November vote gave City Council the public vote to direct staff, Planning Commission, et cetera, to get the ordinance drafted. So in order for it to be a legal use, we have to have it in the zoning ordinance listed as a specific use in the code. And so that's what tonight is doing, is getting it in there as not just medical, but all dispensaries.
So being politically correct, we're taking medical off the equation to make it marijuana only.
Right.
That way we can allow the lux being sold. Okay.
That's correct.
I understand it completely. I just, with the wording and with it being the same thing, it's very technical and, you know, particular. Is there any timeline that we're looking at?
Absolutely, yeah. After tonight, again, if it's approved, it will go to City Council probably within, it depends on the scheduling of City Council, maybe within 3 to 4 weeks. They have to have 2 hearings by law to adopt it, unless they can adopt it unanimously in the first meeting. But it'll probably be 2 hearings. We're expecting April timeframe for it to be finalized at the City Council level.
So 2 more things. One is, what if they don't approve it? What would that do to anything? I mean, what would that do? Because it's been voted in to drop the ban, we should allow it now. What would that do if it's not approved?
If Planning Commission didn't approve it tonight? That's an excellent question.
because that's...
You know, they would need
we don't have a lawyer in the room.
Well, what they would need to do is they would need to say they don't approve it for this reason, for these reasons, specifically those criteria that we outlined.
Yeah.
And then we would as staff need to address their issue with that. You know, if we made an error on staff's part of interpreting the criteria a certain way, then we would need to fix that in our staff report and come back to Planning Commission with a remedy for that.
Okay. Yeah, the state gave local jurisdictions one opportunity to basically opt out of recreational marijuana. That was the vote in November.
Right.
What that did not address at all was then all the detail that goes into where is it allowed and how is it allowed. So the time, place, manner restrictions, some of the suggestions mentioned in your letter, that was covered in an ordinance we passed back in October. And then now we're working on cleaning up the zoning ordinance and... again, it's a process. I know it feels like a lot of red tape to you. I can only imagine, but this is the process we have to go through to get there.
Oh yes,
no. And ultimately, it protects you.
And really, back to November. How come this wasn't started back in November? I mean, it's March tomorrow.
It was actually. It started with the attorneys drafting the code.
Because there again, you know, you guys have it all drafted for medical marijuana dispensaries. I mean, it shouldn't, taking medical out of the equation, it doesn't seem like it should take 6 months. Because that's what we're looking at from November by the time we get done with this.
Yeah, so we have to back out a number of, and we can go through these offline too, but we have to go through a number of notice requirements to the state. So we have, we back out from today, we had to notice, we actually noticed well in advance so that we don't get triggered on anything. We notice at least 45 days or 35 days in advance to the state so they can review everything. And then you back out from that, from all the staff review and legal time. So, you know, there were holidays in there. We were in camp Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah,
there are certain things. But I wish they were on it.
I wish the public and I wish the people could hear this because it's... the term dragging you guys' feet has been going around. It's like, it's March now, and it's like, it could take up till April just to get approved. And then we have to start our application process with the OLCC, which could take 2 months. So we're looking at almost summertime.
Then you get to go through the marijuana permit business application process.
With the OLCC?
And with the city.
And with the city, right.
Correct.
I get it.
So,
Yeah, the process of...
And this is all happening because of the term medical? Because remember what I just told you, we still might sell medical.
And you can sell medical. You are doing that right now.
Yeah.
You cannot sell recreational until we make text amendments.
Right, but once we get our recreational license, we can still sell medical. The OLCC is allowing that to happen. So there's no real point of changing the terms on these, is what I'm getting at.
We have to.
We have to from the zoning ordinance perspective. Okay. Otherwise, you don't have an allowed use if you're doing anything other than medical. It's the way it's worded legally right now. Okay. If you were doing recreational, it's just not allowed in the local laws.
I understand.
And we do have state laws we have to follow to get to that point. And from the outside, it does seem like, oh, it's taking forever, but there's a process we have to follow as well, or we can get in pretty hefty trouble if we didn't follow the steps.
All right. I just want to point out that there's cities actually starting to be sued at this point because of loss of revenue, and businesses are shutting down. Because when you give somebody early recreational sales and you have it all year and you get all these sales built up and then you take it away and we're waiting for local jurisdictions to word stuff, you lose money and you let employees go, and all of a sudden you're like, we got to get this going or else we're going to drown.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay. I'd be writing your governor and maybe your federal reps as well, because there's other concerns you need to be thinking about too. I mean, I'm just saying, there's a lot of red tape with this industry when you're taking something completely from, you know, a cottage industry or the black market — that's a bad term — but the black market to something that's regulated, taxed, enforced.
Oh yeah, it's
across.
And one other thing that you have to remember is the fact that this is against the federal law at this point.
Right. Well, the states run this country, not the federal government.
States can say, yes, we've got state rights. They don't make the federal law.
I understand.
And we are trying to, the state itself is trying to maneuver in such a way so the wrath of Washington does not come down. And
I know.
We have DEA all over the place and all the rest of that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to be extra careful also.
Okay.
And obviously a small city like Pine, we wouldn't stand a chance. You know.
I hear you.
I mean, it's one thing to be a state and say, truck you, Farley. You know,
right.
It's another thing to be a little city like Pine and say, oh, by the way, all 1,600 of us are going to go out there and raise cane.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
So we have to follow all the rules. And also, you're dealing with the, you know, the Liquor Commission, and they're so speedy and really helpful to everybody, you know. I mean,
I understand.
Yeah, it takes a long time, and yes, it is a problem.
Okay.
But regardless of our sympathies, we still have to go through it.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay. We'll close the public hearing and go into commissioner deliberations. Are there any questions from the commission?
Well, I think we've heard a lot about what we've been doing this for a while. I think it's a good take on what's going on.
Do I hear a motion to recommend the council accept ordinance 2012-05, amending the definition of medical marijuana dispensary to marijuana dispensary?
I make that recommendation.
And I second it.
Thank you. Before you vote, if I could just make a clarifying point, that would be accepting the amendments that amend the 2012-05 ordinance.
The amendment for the amendment. And you wonder why lawyers get paid.
Okay, do we have a vote?
And then just, you can say all those in favor.
Oh, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next we'll go on to item 7, recommend applicant for planning commission vacancy.
Yeah, so just as a quick reminder, I was looking in the packets. I wasn't sure if the applications from the applicants were included in this packet. Again, I noticed they weren't. So just a reminder, last meeting we had Jane Gillette, John Cameron, and Tom Hadler here, and all of you had an opportunity to ask questions and get a sense for who you thought would be a good recommendation to council to be the next one of the next planning commissioners. And so we tabled making that recommendation. But I'd like to have that item of appointing one of those three people on the March 8th meeting, council meeting. So that's why we have tonight a recommendation from all of you on who that will be or should be.
Okay. Do we have a recommendation?
I recommend John Cameron.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay. Again, all those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And this is really tough. We had three wonderful applicants, and John, congratulations. You will be joining the commission. You still have a chance to run, but we're hoping you'll stay.
Yeah, I'd like to also comment on the same thing. We had three really good applicants this time.
Yeah.
It was really a hairy choice on the whole thing. I think what it really came down to, Tom, is you're outside of the city and he's inside.
He's an outsider.
I mean, it was that close, though, seriously.
So it was a technicality, really.
Yeah. But it does make a difference in where you're, you know. It's nothing personal, in other words.
Thank you.
So we'll have that item on the March 8th meeting, and I can coordinate with you, John, and just follow up when that officially occurs and get you on the email listserv, that kind of thing, and bring you into the fold.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry for that.
I know that. You said I still have a chance to run.
No, that ended.
Oh, over
2 minutes ago. Sorry.
Did he give you much time to think about it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, no other matters? Okay, staff comments?
I have two things real quick. First would be the garage amendment discussion that we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We tabled that, obviously, and we need to reschedule that sometime this month, or I should say in March, starting tomorrow, to rehab that public hearing, and staff's been working on and talking with a lot of you one-on-one as well, getting a sense, just following up on the input we got at the meeting of how to redraft the staff report and the actual amendment language. So we have to have a 10-day public notice, has to be noticed in the newspaper prior to the public hearing.
Right. And we probably need about 10 days to get it. So once we get it to the paper, it actually takes about 7 to 10 days before they publish it usually.
Yeah.
So probably lead time about 20 days.
It depends on what day of the week you give it to me.
Right. Well, yeah.
If you give it to me on Friday, it's going to take another week. If you give it to me on Tuesday, it takes 2 days.
Okay.
And then it takes, I think, 4 to get in the paper.
So I would think, you know, we can aim for maybe the 20th through the 24th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At this point, maybe the following week, which is the 27th through the 31st. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is trying to think of the best way to go about this. We have a council work session on March 22nd, so it wouldn't make sense to do it that evening. We could do it maybe the 23rd, that Thursday. I can send an email out with these dates while I do that.
Thursdays are not a real good
Thursdays one. Are tough. Okay.
If we could do them on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, that would be better.
Yeah, maybe what I'll do is I'll send out an email to all of you and Norm as well, and then the new planning commissioner after you're appointed, and recommend maybe the 21st of March, if that's a Tuesday, if we could hit that date by public notice, and then if not, 28th. Which is a Tuesday, or 29th or 30th, and just confirm that 5:30 those evening will work.
Okay.
And we'll just keep you in the loop in terms of getting the notice published and an updated staff report. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. The other item I had was another meeting, and then a good meeting, I think, for everyone, including myself. I'm working with our city legal counsel, Jeremy Green, and maybe one of his associates too, probably Alan Dale, to come down on March 15th, that's a Wednesday, in the afternoon at 2:30. And I'd like, there's going to be a few focuses, but one is primarily going to be council rules and procedures, basically staff interaction with council interaction. We have a couple new counselors, city counselors, and we also, I think it's a good refresher because this hasn't been talked about for a long time. We also have a lot of new planning commissioners, and the planning commission is a legal body. you all make decisions that hold weight legally and move forward. So I'd like it to be a joint meeting, at least for part of it, where maybe they talked about ex parte contact and reviewed the actual ordinance that creates the planning commission, answer any questions you might have about anything, right? Just have one of those kind of a good check-in meeting.
That's good. Nice, nice idea.
That'd be great.
Maybe find out what we're doing.
You're learning as you go, which is fair. That's how it all starts. So I'll get that email out tomorrow morning, but if you can make a note of March 15th at 2:30 and let me know. For some reason, for some reason that doesn't work for you, and I think it'd probably be a couple hour meeting, 2:30 to 4:30. We'll probably have food and we'll get the
whole thing. Would there be any problem if the commission stayed for the whole thing? Because I think it would be good for the new people to see what the council is responsible for and does.
I think that's weird.
Just as education.
Yeah. We'll have it as a public meeting,
okay.
Like a work session. We'll have everyone down here on the table, and Jeremy will give his kind of broad overview presentation, and then we'll kind of narrow in on some other questions or anything people would like to know about. So I'll include that date in the email as well, and when you check your calendars, just let me know if for some reason it doesn't work. But we've kind of zeroed in on that date and time. You're invited to if you'd like to join.
I don't have anything else. It's just a general comment that I think we probably remind you of this a lot, but we have a lot of applications that are coming in all the time. You're always welcome to come look at them. I think notices are starting to go to you as the applications come in. So if there's something that piques your interest and you want to take a look, please come look at the plans, call one of us to talk through it, find out what's going on. There's a lot of site plans, petitions, we have a right-of-way vacation that we'll be talking to council about. So there's a lot of things going on that don't necessarily come before you for a decision.
Yeah, I think the only other thing I would say, and I've said this, I've kind of rolled my eyes and joke, a little turn it into a joke at this point. Why not? Is this transportation growth management grant that was literally awarded to us a year ago and has taken some time, clearly, to get off the ground. I'm expecting that to ramp up in the next couple months, and so just stay tuned for some joint meetings, which I think will be an excellent kind of primer for folks that are new, learning about what our zoning ordinance is, but where it also falls short for some of the aspirations that we have as a city inside these imaginary lines of what we want it to look like. So. Keep that in mind, and as always, reach out, call, stop by if you have questions.
Just one other thing.
Yeah.
If you could keep this updated, that'd be really helpful.
That's the permit? Yeah.
It's the building permit submitted?
Oh, forward those? Yes, I can do that. I get those every 2 weeks, and so sometimes I just kind of glance over it. I'll make sure to continue to forward those to the entire
page.
I would like to be on the list.
For sure. I'll send it to the entire planning commission.
Because that would, I've got it from, we tried to look it up before when I was here with you.
Yeah.
It only goes back so far. Didn't go back all of last year, but at least it gave us a good idea of where to start.
Yeah, they send those and they do a breakdown of, they might even do it weekly. They do a breakdown of kind of permits issued weekly or bi-weekly, and then they do another version that's this fiscal year. So they do fiscal year, not calendar year. Maybe they do calendar year. It only goes back so far. But we can always work to pull that information from the county if we need something specific. But all of
the only one I really looking for is one more of the manufactured homes for last year. There were two of them. One's on Kegel. I don't know where the other one is.
An address? You don't know what part of town?
I just like to check it. I checked every other house that we've had for last year.
Now, the latest report from Tim Berg, that didn't have an address breakdown.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it didn't have the manufactured homes.
I thought he sent a second version that did.
I didn't see it.
I'll double check. Let me double check.
Okay.
That shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be too hard to find.
Shouldn't be.
There are only two of them in the whole city. I mean, for granted, oh, wow, we should be able to find those sucker.
Okay. Ashley, you have all his information, or do we, so we can get him on our list? And thank you. I wasn't sure. Staff, any comments?
I think you did good.
You commented out. Okay.
Much better.
Okay, then the Planning Commission.
You can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
I motion to adjourn.
And I second it.
You have
so adjourned. At 6.
We all voted aye.
12. Oh, aye.
All those in favor.
All vote in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.